Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 17th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are continuing on in Luke's Gospel today. We'll be reading verses 20 through 38. And then we'll move over and read the second part of Psalm 145. In Luke's Gospel today, Jesus foretells the destruction of Jerusalem. He talks about the coming of the Son of Man. He gives us a lesson from the fig tree. And then he warns us to watch ourselves, lest we be overtaken by the cares of life. Luke chapter 21, beginning in verse 20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it. For these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led captive among all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars and on the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves, and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. And every day he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Let's look at verse 32 again. It says, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. I kind of read that at face value and thought, well, the Lord hasn't come back, so not all has taken place, and that generation definitely has died off. But with Joel Green's help from his commentary, The Gospel of Luke, it says that this generation, this word generation, doesn't refer to a set number of decades or to people living in such and such a time, but to people who are stubbornly turning their backs on the divine purposes. So basically, this generation is a stubborn people, and we as Jesus' followers can expect hostility and calamity until the very end. Now, that's the bad news, but the good news is that in the midst of all the bad, Jesus promises his presence with us, and he promises us that he will persevere until the end. Whatever darkness comes, he is constant with us. Verse 34 is another one that we should note. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life. Basically, he's reiterating when he says dissipation and drunkenness that we shouldn't get drunk or we shouldn't be too overwhelmed with the cares of this life, that we should live intentionally and not let our heart get too caught up in anything whether it is good or bad, both can distract us from Him. Psalm 145, starting in verse 8, is about the Lord's graciousness, His righteousness, and remember, this is a song of praise to the Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all His words and kind in all His works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and kind in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. In verse 14, we're reminded that God supports all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. And I look over to 18. Yahweh is near to all who call Him, all who call on Him in truth. 19, it's a good one too. With good, He will keep acting for those who fear Him. What a wonderful reminder for us to fear the Lord, to call upon Him, to act in truth, and that when we are in distress and falling, He raises up those who are bowed down. Will you pray with me? Father, in this moment, I'm just so aware of my need for You, so aware of my sinful heart, my propensity towards pride. And the scripture continually reminds us that You resist the proud and give grace to the humble. And so I and my brothers and sisters ask for humility today. We thank You, Lord, for giving us another chance, for forgiving us of sin, and for moving us toward a life of Jesus. Lord, we thank You that though we cannot understand the end times, You do, and You have already prevailed. And we thank You for that. And we pray that as wars and tumults come, that we would keep our eyes on You, and we would not allow the fears and distractions that life brings to take our eyes off of You. We thank You for the psalm. We're reminded in it that You are working for our good. You are ready and willing to hear our cries for mercy. And You are near to all of us who call on You. You fulfill the desires of those who fear You. And so, Lord, we pray and ask that You would help us to fear You and You alone. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.